Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Yutes, and we are 21 lines from the bottom of daf Yutes Omid Aleph, the two dots, Shechrurei Avadim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, and Asunu Batzor V'ashit. So the Mishnah on daf Yutes Omid Aleph discussed additional halachos related to somebody that finds a shtar. The Mishnah said, "Motzel gedei nashim." If somebody finds a get isha, v'shechrurei avadim, or a get shechur, daitiki. The Gemara will explain what that is. Matana or a shtar matana, v'shoyvrin or a receipt. Hareza lo yachzer. The halacha is you can't return it, not to the person that wrote the respective shtar, or to the person that is seemingly the recipient of the shtar. She'ani yoimer, because I'm concerned, k'suvim hayu, maybe the shtaris were initially written, the nimlach aleim shloi litnim, but ultimately they were never given over. As a result, you can't give it to anybody. You can't give it to whom's supposed to be the beneficiary of this, because maybe the person that wrote it had a change of heart and he actually never gave it to that person. Thus, if you give it to the beneficiary, he's getting something that really he's not supposed to get. Additionally, you can't give it back to the person that wrote it because maybe he did give it to the beneficiary. Therefore, the halacha is that hareza loy yachzer. Either way, the Gemara began its discussion of this Mishnah with an analysis of matzo gitei noshim. We're now going to discuss the second halacha of the Mishnah, and that is matzo shechrurei avad. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, matzo shtar shechur b'shuk. If a person finds a shtar shechur in the shuk, bizman sha'arav moida, if the adoin is moida, meaning he says, yes, I was meshachur my Evet, the halacha is yachzel evet. You give it to the evet, meaning the evet says I received it, the rav says I gave it, so there's nothing to talk about. It's simple. The halacha is you give it to the evet. In a rav moida, if the rav is not moida, meaning he's saying that I never gave it, lo yachzer, loy lozeh, the loy lozeh, then the halacha is you don't return it to anybody. Says the Gemara, bizman sha'arav moida mil yachzel evet. The Braisa says clearly that in the event that the Odin is moida, that he was Meshachar is Evid, in that case, you're going to actually give it to the Evid. But my, why is that halacha? Nechosh, we should be concerned. Shema kosav litein loy ben nisan. Maybe the Shtar Shichur was written to give in Nisan. Thus, it's dated Nisan. But ultimately, he didn't give it until Tishrei. The Azal Avda, and the Eved may have gone in the interim between Nisan and Tishrei, become a Nichsan and Nisan and Tishrei, and bought things. The Azal Arav, Vizov Ninu. Now, what would be if the Eved would have bought things while he was an Eved? Mashakona Eved, Kona Rabbi, the Adon would take possession of it. Now, if the Adon took possession of it, and then the Adon went and he was Avninu, he sold it, what would be the halacha? The Mechira would be a good Mechira. The problem is, if now this Eved is going to have a shtar that says that he was Meshuchrer already in Nisan when he wasn't, umapakli l'shichur the kasab in Nisan, if he pulls out a shtar shichur that says that he received this get shichur already in Nisan, what he's going to be able to do is v'katarv l'kucha shaloi kedin. He's going to be able to go now to the person that bought these nechasim from the Adoin and tell him that my Adoin had no right to sell to you, because really I was the one who bought these nechasim. My Adoin took it under the premise of Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. The problem is I was already Meshuchra at that point. As a result, he had no entitlement to it, and therefore what you have Shaloi Kedin. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even if the Adoin is Moida, that this Eved already received his Shtar Shichur, still, it shouldn't be okay. Meaning, you want to be Meshachrim now, be Meshachrim now. But you should not be able to use this Shtar Shichur that was lost and subsequently found. And the reason is because how do we know that the Shtar Shichur was actually given way back when? Maybe it wasn't. It was written then, but ultimately he didn't give it. Now, the fact that he wants to give it now, no problem. Give him a get shichur now and date it today. But you can't give a Eved a shtar shichur today that's dated 6 months ago. And the reason is because lekuchos can end up losing shaloi kedin. How so? Based on this convoluted cheshbon that the Gemara says. Freak the Gemara, the Braisa says that if somebody finds a shtar shichur, if the rab is moided, yachzel le'eved, because what's the big deal? He's giving it to him now. No, I'll tell you what the big deal is. It's dated 6 months ago. And there could be a pseida de lekucha is based on this. But the Gemara says like this. According to the mandama that holds, that for an eved kanani to go lecheiris is considered a schos. And if we'll make an akimta, that the braisa is going like Abaya, the Omar Eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi, that once Edom sign on a shtar, so that in and of itself creates all the toichen of the shtar to go into effect, shaper, then it's going to be good. Why? Because what's the halacha of Eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi? We've had it so many times here in the end of Shnai Moichsen, that if somebody writes, for example, a shtar choiv, and then the halva happens later, once the halva happens, l'mafreya, from the time of the chasimus, ha'edim, of the shtar choiv, that's when the shibud, and that's when everything goes into effect. The same would be true with regards to a shtar shichur. So as long as the shtar shichur is given now, even if it's dated 6 months ago, it was given in Tishrei, it's dated in Nisan, who cares? Eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi. But the Gemara says, very clearly, that only works if you hold schus ulevet sheyotze mitachas rabbi lecheres. If it's a schus for an evet kanani to go lecheres, then you say eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi. Clearly implying that eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi only works if you're dealing with something that's a schus for the beneficiary. Otherwise, you don't say eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi. So if you hold schus ulevet sheyotze lecheres and eda b'chasum of Zochin Loi, then everything is good. El mandama chayv ulevet sheyotze mitachas rabbi lecheres. But according to the mandama that holds that it's a chayv for an evet to go lecheres, you would think it's a good thing. But now everybody held that way. There's a mandama that holds that it's a chayv. My ikla meimar. So how is it that if the oden is moida, yes, I gave it to the Eved Kanani, return it to him, that it's such a dover pashat that that's what we're going to do, we should be concerned that maybe he actually didn't give it. He wants to give it now. What's the big deal? Mamon of Shachi is free. Yeah, Mamon of Shachi is free today. But based on the Shtar Shnichr, he was already free 6 months ago, and it could end up being upset to Lukuchos. So what's Pshat in the Braisa that says, Bisman Sha'arav Moidi, you give it to the Eved? Says the Gemara, the answer is, and the Gemara said something similar in the previous staff, and that is the Chiyosi Lemitraf. It's true, the Braisa says that Bisman Sha'arav Moidi, you take the Shtar Shechrer and you give it to the Eved, stating that in the event that an Eved Kanani is going to pull out a Shtar and he's going to try to be Toireif, how so? He's going to be Toireif from the Kuchos under the premise that my Adon sold something that really belonged to me. The Haraya, at that time that he sold it, give a kick. I have a Shtar Shechrer that says I was a free man. Amrina Le, we're going to tell the Eved, I see Raya, Emes Mata Shechrer Yotcha. Prove to me that you were already Meshuchrer at that point, meaning we're not going to allow an Eved Kanani to be Moitzi Nechasim from the Kuchais simply with the Shtar Shechrer. We're going to require him to have Edei Mesira as well. We're going to require him to prove when he actually received the Shtar, and if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. To give it to him, Bizman Sha'arav Moida, that's not an issue. What would be the concern? Pseida de Lekuchais. If we tell him that the only way you can be moitzi from the lekuchos is if you can prove when the shtar was given to you, in that instance, you're not going to have upseded the lekuchos. So we're going to go weiter. But before we do, so the Gemara just mentioned very, very briefly, a machloikis tanon, whether it's a schus for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. Now, the mandama that holds that it's a schus for an eved to go free, it's easy. You want to be an Eved Kanani, or do you want to be a free man? Obviously, it's a schus for an Eved to go free. The man Dama that holds that it's a chay for an Eved to go free, who, by the way, is Reb Meir in the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. So the reason is because avdev efkeir nichale. Although it's true that when an Eved Kanani goes free, he's free, but he also becomes a yid. And he's also bound now by Taryak Mitzvahs. And Eved Kanani is still an Eved Kanani, he's still a Kanani b'mikzas. Avde b'efkeir anichale, the Gemara fleshes out this idea a little bit more in depth in the first parak of Masechtas Gittin, but the point is, as a machloikis, whether it's a schos for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. So b'meshach diyarin, we've spoken out two groysa oris that the Achreinim talk about, that relate to this machloikis, whether it's a schos for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. The first is Reb Kivega's kasha. Kivega asks the kasha that it's mavur in the Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin, that just like a person can make a shliach lahilacha to be megarish's wife, a person can make a shliach lahilacha to be meshachrer his eved kanani. Reb Kivega, how could you make a shliach to be meshachrer eved kanani? We know the Gemara says, I'm a meshachrer avdoi oiver baaseh, which means that shichrer, by definition, is an avera. If that's the case, ain't shliach l'dvar aver. So how could a person make a shliach to be meshacher his evet kanani? Why don't we say ain't shliach l'dvar aver? If you remember, Reb Itzik Hamburger, in his epic exchange that he had with the Noida Yehuda in terms of understanding how exactly Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira works, Reb Itzik Hamburger held that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira just means that the Aveira doesn't go over B'Shlichos. But whatever it is that you were trying to do, the Kinyan, the Gerishin, the Kedushin, the Mekach HaMemker, of course that's going to be Chal. Noida Yehuda said Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means that the Shlichos is Batal, and as a result you have nothing. So Reb Itzik Hamburger brought Kama V'Kama Rayas, close to 15 Rayas, and one of his Rayas was Reb Kiveger's kash. He was mechavin to Reb Kiveger, and he said that l'chura. From here, you see that the way ain shliach l'dvar aveira works is only that the aveira doesn't go over b'shlichos, but the etzem kinyan happens. Because if not, it's shver Reb Kiveger's kasha. How could you ever make a shliach to be mishnacher and eved? L'chura, it should always be a problem. Ain shliach l'dvar aveira because I'm a shacher abda oiv de baze. So bishloim said Reb Itzik Hamburger, if you're going to tell me that ain shliach l'dvar aveira doesn't mean that the shicher is nachal, all it means is that aveira doesn't go over. Okay, so at the end of the day, you can have the shlichos slap on the wrist. You weren't supposed to do it. You're never supposed to be meshachir revit. But at the end of the day, you want to know why there's a parsha of shlichos ayitz l'dvar aveira, because ain shliach l'dvar aveira doesn't mean there's no shlichos. It just means that aveira doesn't go over b'shlichos. But if you're going to say like the Noida Yehuda wrote in his tshuvas that ain shliach l'dvar aveira means that the whole shlichus is not a shlichus, how could you be meshachar in Eved al yidei shliach? It's always going to be a problem. Ain shlichus v'arveh. But the Noida Yehuda responded to Reb Itzik Hamburger, and he gave him a very posh to teretz. He said, "Kush yezu mevi lidei gichoch." Right? This question makes me laugh. It makes me smile. Kinega said the same exact teretz to this kasha, and that is that although it's true I'm a shachar avdoi over ba'asei, but there are times that you're allowed to be a shachar in Eved. For example, the Gemara says the Rabbi Eliezer was once trying to put together a minion and they were missing a tzeinta. So he said, no, but the last prayer he went that he was a shachar his Eved Kanani. Frank, the Gemara, how are you allowed to be a shachar Eved Kanani? Ah, yeah, I'm a shachar avdoi. The terrace is mitzvah shani. This was a mitzvah, and because this was a mitzvah, this was something that you're allowed to do. Incidentally, the Rosh Alatar asks the Kasha, and that is that, I don't understand, a Meshacher Avdoi Oiver Basay is an Issadei Raisa. Rabbi Eliezer was being Meshacher, his Eved Kanani, why? Because he needed a Sainta for a minion. Minion is the Rabbanon. Yishtadol, the Mechaber says, right? But it's the Rabbanon. Where's the Negei a minion for a Dindei Raisa? Says the Rosh, I think that maybe this was Shabbos, and it wasn't just Shabbos. It was Parsha Zocher. Parsha Zocher, there's a mitzvah deiraisa to read the Parsha of Amalek, and as a result, the Taku was a din deiraisa. Incidentally, we've spoken about this Gemara so many times for different reasons. Number one, you see, it could be mafker on Shabbos. So Pasha, you could do hefker on Shabbos. Mechach Mefker is also on Shabbos. Mechatesi, you could be mafker on Shabbos. This is a grace araya that maybe you could be mafker on Shabbos, because if you could be mashacher on Shabbos, then it certainly makes sense, chura, that you could be mafker on Shabbos as well. Another eerie that we've spoken about this is that the Chidah brings that the Yaldusa, he heard a kasha from a Baldarshin who said that we know the Chamtzvi had a shayla whether a goylem is mitzdarif to a minion. Right? Is a goylem mitzdarif to a minion? So he said he once heard a grace svardish of Baldarshin. He said a chabar raya, because the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer had no choice, he needed a tzeinta. So what did he do? He was meshacher zevet. I am meshacher abdo everybasei, but mitzvah shani, he had no choice. He says, I understand. What was the problem? He should have made a goylem. Right? If the Maral can make a goylem, Rabbi Eliezer can make a goylem. So he says, how come he didn't go and he make a goylem? Oh, the Teretz is a goylem is not mitzdarif to a minion. Maybe the only time you can make a goylem is an Erev Shabbos. That was the Teretz of the Pardes Yosef. There's a lot here. Come move him. But either way, that's the first Aura that we're not talking about. The second Aura is that the Maritzchias is Kasha. Maritzchias asks that we know that in Eved Kanani is the Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin, right? If Odoin, he knocks out the tooth of his Eved Kanani, or he causes him to be blind, or he chops off one of his other Chav Dalid Roshei Yevarim. So the Aloch is, in Eved Kanani is Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin, or B'Chav Dalid Yevarim. Incidentally, why is Eved Kanani Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin? So the Medrash says, you shouldn't bring it alatar in Parshas Noach. It's because had it Kenan become an Eved, it's related to the fact that the Pasuk says, Vayar, he saw after Noach got drunk, Vayisko Ba'oil, the Pasuk says, Vayagilech, right, Chom saw, and he went and he told his brothers, and as a result, Chom son Kenan is the one that ends up being cursed, or Kenan Eved, Yil. Lomoy, right? He's always going to be a slave. But the point is, it came because of Vayar. He saw Noach in this compromised state. Vayaged, and he told. So the Ayin was Nichshal, And the shein was nichshel, the mouth anyways, and it's for that reason that in Eved is yoytzer b'shein v'ayin. I'm afraid the marat tzchiyos. The bishloim, if you're going to tell me schusu le'evet sheyoytzer l'cheiros, I understand that Eved Kanani is yoytzer b'shein v'ayin. Okay, it's a good thing. He just got bruised. Memela, that's the silver lining. At the end of the day, yisurim ha'mechaper, you're going to end up going free. If, however, it's choivu le'evet shen yoytzer l'cheiros, and now you're just adding insult to injury, literally, right? You're telling the person that, number one, you just got bruised, you were injured, you lost your shein v'ayin, and now on top of that, we're going to go ahead and make a choiv. So zok, b'tzvi yeshchayis bishloim, if you hold chusu le'evet, I understand the methodology, the pshutai shal mikra of shein v'ayin. But if you're going to tell me choivu le'evet, so why would you do something like this? So he says a teretz nifla, he says that the Gemara says that the only time, it's chlikistana, a person is yoytzer b'shein v'ayin, is only if the odin had kavana to be mazik his eved kanani. If, however, it happened shaloi b'kavana, so then the halach is, it's not going to be a problem. He once spoke out of vod for Rabsham Shanastropola on the Gemara Masechtas Chagigadav. Hey, Amaral, fine, John. But the point is that the only time an eved kanani is yoytzer l'cheiros, if it was daito l'hazik, if the only time is yoytzer l'cheiros, if it's daito l'hazik, says the Marat Tzchias, that even Rameir that holds chayvu l'eved yoytzer l'cheiros, that's if he has an avdoin that's taking good care of him. An Adon that treats him like a mensch, the way he's supposed to, l'chatchilo, then it's going to be okay. If, however, the Adon is daitai lahazik, then avadam, you're living with a shara mu'ed, an Adon mu'ed lo'ilam, then there's no question in the world that it's going to be a schus, as asort eved, and a chanam, yischus ul eved, that's why he's talking yoytzer b'shein v'ayin. Either way, we digress. So the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah that said, daitaki matana v'chu. So again, if somebody finds a Gerisha, we discuss. Shechruy Avadim, we just discussed. Daitiki Matana V'Shaibim. So the Gemara now, this is going to be the primary part of the daf. If somebody finds a Daitiki or a Matana, that loch is Hareza Lo Yachzish Ani Yoyim, because I'm concerned, Tzuvim Hoyu V'Nim Lech Aleyem, Shaloi Nitna. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, Ezo Hi Daitiki. What is a Daitiki? Dotehe L'meikam V'Liyos. It's a shtar, and it's a shtar that was written by a shchivmera. So we know the halacha is divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimesurim dami. Ordinarily, in order for a kinyan to go into effect, you have to do a maisa kinyan. But there are some exceptions to the rule. Hektish is a very notable exception. Amir legvoya is kimesir lehadid. Another notable exception is divrei shchivmera. Divrei shchivmera is kichsuvim v'chimesurim dami. And there's really two chidushim in divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimesurim dami. Chidush number one is that without a maisa kinyan, it's kichsuvim v'chimesurim dami. Another chidush is that a shchivmera that says that I want my nechasim to go over to whomever it is after he dies, that works. Meaning, ordinarily we know the rule is in get la'acha misa. It's not only in get la'acha misa, in kinyan la'acha misa. You can't do a ma'is in kinyan today and say that I wanted to be chal la'acha misa. Stira Rashi, why in get la'acha misa? Famous k'sais. But the point is, there's an inyan that you can't do a kinyan, you can't give a get, not a get isha, not a get shechir, la'acha misa. Stating that, a shchimra could. And it's one of the chidushim of divrei shchimra kichsum rechim surin dami. So number one, there's a chiddush in divrei shchimra and that you don't need a ma'isa kinyan. Number two, there's a chiddush in divrei shchimra that you could do the ma'isa kinyan now and it will go into effect la'achar misa. Another chiddush in divrei shchimra k'chsur v'chimsur dami is that in the event that the shchimra wants to be chayzer, he could, or if he gets better and he says, listen, I only did this at Aita Dahachi, then the halacha is that whatever happened is null and void. So although divrei shchivmer k'chsur v'chimsur dami is a real kinyan, but at the same time, you can be chayzer. So ordinarily, if a person gives someone a matana, you can't be chayzer. But when it comes to divrei shchivmer, over there the halacha is going to be different. So a daitiki is a shtar that was written by a shchivmer outlining what he wants to do with his nechasim. Now to be clear, shchivmer doesn't have to write a shtar. Divrei Shchivmera, the words of the Shchivmera, are kichsuvim chim surim dami. But a daitiki is when he did write a shtar, regardless. So the Braisa says, what's a daitiki? So you know what a daitiki is from the word daitiki. It's nutrikun, it's an acronym for da tehe lemekin v'liois, where basically Rashi says, "Shtar ze yelokum v'liyos v'chala kasubay." That whatever it says in the shtar is going to be in effect, regardless if there was a kinyan, regardless if there wasn't a kinyan, regardless of whether it says I want to be chalne, I want to be chalachamisa. Meaning, if whatever it says in the shtar is going to go into effect, you don't have to fact check it with chayshem mishpat. This is the way it's going to be. Shemeis, if the person dies, the chasam leplayni, then the chasam are going to go leplayni. Which is a chiddush, even if there was no kinyan, A, and B, even if it was never handed over mechayim. What's a matana? Kol shekosuv boi mehayoyim ulachamisa. You want to know what a matana is? A matana is where a person writes on a document, he's a healthy person, he's not a shchivra, and he says, I'm giving you this asset today, let's say it's a piece of property, I'm giving you the property today, and the payrois I want you to get, la'achamisa. So what's a daitiki? That's a divrei shchivra. What's a matana? When it says that I'm giving it to you today, ulachamisa. So the Gemara interrupts for a moment and says, Alma iksiva me'ayim ulachamisa udekani v'loy loykani. That's a shtar matana. Shtar matana is when you say, I wanted to go me'ayim ulachamisa. That's a hard case of shtar matana. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether kinyu peris is kinyan aguftami or kinyu peris is lav kinyan aguftami. A matana is, this is for you. You're a wonderful person. I want to give this to you. Me'ayim ulachamisa is a sifkot in Hilchas Matana. So the Gemara says, "Amr Abai, Abai said, 'Achikam.' Let me explain to you what the Braisa meant. Ezahim matnas bari shehi kematnas shchiv merat loykani el ulachamisa. What's an example of a bari who wants to give a matana and he wants this matana to mirror a matnas shchiv merat in hell? In that it should be chal lachamisa. Divrei shchiv merat where he says, 'I want it to be chal lachamisa,' is chal only lachamisa. How could a person give a matana where the matana is going to be chal lachamisa? This is an inherent issue, and that is ain't get lachamisa, ain't anything lachamisa. So how is that possible? Kosher, kosher, but yeah, I'm lachamisa. This is an eitzah. The eitzah is where I say I'm giving you the underlying asset today. It's only the peiros you're going to get lachamisa. Once you own the underlying asset from today, to be zeichen the peiros lachamisa, that's already not an issue. We're not learning that. So you know, that's not going to be a problem. And that's what's going on in this braisa. Either way, returning to our mission. The Mishnah said that if somebody finds a daitaki, or if somebody finds a matana, the halach is areza lo yachza. You don't give it to the beneficiary of the daitaki, the beneficiary of the matana, because maybe the shchiv mera, maybe the bari never actually gave it over to this person. He wanted to, but he never did it. You don't give it back. Essentially, it's null and void, because you don't have the right to give it, because maybe this person never actually meant to give it. Now, the Mishnah was very, very clear that the reason you don't give it is because I don't really know what happened, and I'm concerned that maybe the Shchimra had a mind to give it, but he never gave it. Or maybe the Bari had a mind to give it, but he never gave it. Says the Gemara, it sounds like the only reason you don't give it to the beneficiary is because this guy is not saying give it to him, and therefore I'm choishnish that maybe he never gave it to him in the first place. But if he would say give it to him, so it sounds like then the halacha would be that you could give it to him. I'll ask you a kasha, Motzah. Daitikois from another price. So what happens if somebody finds daitikois? So that's just plural for daitiki. Apoitikois, which is plural for apoitiki. What's an apoitiki? So an apoitiki is when somebody borrows money from someone, so there's an inherent lien on this person's assets. An apoitiki is when the Malva and the Loiva agree that this particular asset is going to be the collateral that is going to secure the loan. It has a special Shulchan Aruch once you identify a specific piece of property. Umatonois, so if somebody finds shtar matonois, avabishne moidim, even if both people are moidim. Meaning the shchiv mera and the recipient, the malva and the loiv in the case of the apoitiki, the bari and the recipient of the matana in the case of matanas. Even if everybody's moida that this is a bona fide shtar, that loch is lo yachsa lo yozev lo yozev. You don't give it to anybody. And the reason you don't give it to anybody, says Rashi, it's the last Rashi on the Amid, and the Gemara is going to flesh it out. Ba'riches on Amid days is because we're concerned that maybe initially the daitiki or the apoitiki or the matana were written, al das to give, but wasn't given. In the interim, this person, whoever wrote the shtar, he went and he gave the underlying nechasim to somebody else. So the shchimra gave this matana that's written in his daitiki to a different person. The bari gave the matana to somebody else. The loiva went and he pledged his asset to somebody else. I don't know. It was given to someone else in the interim. Now that we're going to go and we're going to give the shtar that was found to the beneficiary of the shtar, that person's going to be able to pull out the shtar and he's going to go over to the person that legitimately got it and say, I came before you. That says, I got it before you. So because of this chashash, even if everybody's moida, still it's not okay, and therefore the halachas is not going to be good. By the way, it's just kedai to speak out for Nachamol, and that what we've spoken out throughout the last week, and that is that the reason we're concerned for these things is because once a shtar is lost, there's already a reis that something's fishy over here. So if the shtar wasn't lost, it's not something you would be worried about, but being that it was lost, there's a reis, so, and therefore this is something you're concerned. But the bottom line is, what's the stira? Our mission is mavur, that if somebody finds an apoytiki or a matana, the reason you don't give it to the beneficiary is, Shani Yoimer, I'm concerned that maybe he was nimlach. It's mashma. If he would tell you he wasn't nimlach, then you would give it to the beneficiary. There's a mafurish b'raisa that says not the way, that if you find aitakoyis, apaitakoyis, and matonois, even if they're both moida lo yachsa, loy lozeh, loy lozeh, because we're concerned that really he never gave it lechatchilo. In the meantime, he gave it to somebody else, and now if he's going to go and give this shtar to the person that he wrote it for, that person's going to have a shtar that's going to preempt the real shnar, he's going to end up taking it shaloikadim. So it's a steer. If he's moida, do we give it? Or do we not give it? So he's mafurish in the braisa. Says the Gemara, Rab Abba Bar Mamo said, "Loi kasha." You have to say it's not shver. Ha bibari, ha bishchiv mera. One is talking about a bari, and the other one is talking about a shchiv mera. Now, if you pasha can't go vaita because this kasha is bothering you so badly, we'll speak out what the Gemara is going to say. We're saying one, the Gemara will say which, is talking about a bari. No, it's talking about a shchiv mera. If you read the Mishnah, it's clearly talking about a bari and a shchiv mera. It says daitiki and it says matana. Ezohi daitiki, that's a shchiv mera. What's a matana? That's a regular bari. The Brice is also talking about daitikois and matana. So how can you say one is talking about a bari and the other one is talking about a shchiv mera? It's mefurish that both the Mishnah and the Brice are talking both about a bari and about a shchiv mera. It's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But for now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo talking, it's not shmer. One is talking about a bari, and one is talking about a shchiv mera. How so? Masnisin diktani. The Mishnah that says, ha amar tnu noisin, that if the person would say tnu, you would give it the bar. The shchiv mera is talking about where he was a shchiv mera. And as we're about to see right now, the Gemara is going to be very uncharacteristically wordy. The Mishnah is talking about a shchiv mera. A shchiv mera is a bar mahadar. If a shchiv mera gives somebody a matana and he's still alive and he wants to be chayzer, it's something that he's allowed to do. Damrinon, in this case, we say, Mayikilamemer, why should we not give the shtar this daitiki to the beneficiary? What are you worried about? You're worried, Dilma Kosva may kar lahai. Maybe initially he taka wrote it to give it to the beneficiary, the imlach, v'lo yavin alei. And then he changed his mind and he didn't give it to him. V'hada kosval inu shachrino. And then he decided to give it to somebody else, meaning he wrote a whole nother shtar, the yavin alei, and he gave it taka to that other person. And hashta kahadar be me'ahu the yavin alei. And now he's being chayzer from the person that he legitimately gave it to, and he wants to give it now to the person that he initially thought he was going to give it to. In other words, this kanunya that Rashi mentioned on the bottom of Akmanal. But the Gemara says it's not a problem. Why? And again, the Gemara says this in a very, very wordy way. Even matnas bar yavale, if when he gave it to the second person, he already had a refuah shalema, so he gave it to him as a bari, lesle pseida. There's no pseida to that person. Why? Because if the two people are going to pull out their shtaris, that second person is going to be zoicha. Because he was chayzer from the first one. Meaning, what are you worried about? You're worried that someone's going to pull out a shtar. He's going to say, what do you mean? You gave it to me. Now this guy is going to have a shtar that predates it. How does he have a shtar that predates it? Because he was kosav in nimlach, but he ultimately didn't give it to him. But guess what? In that case, you know who's going to end up getting it? Not the person that has the earlier zman, the person that has the latter zman, which is counterintuitive. Always, if my shtar is before your shtar, my shtar works. Yeah, but it's dafka not true when it comes to a shchiv mera, because the shchiv mera has the ability to be chayzer. So by the shchiv mera, it's always the second one that's going to be good. So if the second one was a matnas bari, the second one's going to get it anyways. And even matnas shchiv mera, nami yavin alei. And if when he gave the second person, he was still a shchiv mera, less bei pseida, it's the same thing. Also, there's not going to be a pseida, the bas raisa zachi, the kahada bei mikamaisa, because he has a right to be chayisa. In other words, the Mishnah is talking about where he was a shchiv mera. Being that he's a shchiv mera, you have no issue and there's nothing to worry about by giving it to the beneficiary. What are you worried about? You're worried that although he's saying that I gave it to him, maybe he really never gave it to him. And now he's going to give him a shtar that's going to have a zman from 6 months ago. Okay, big deal. Maybe during the last 6 months, he gave it to another person. It's very possible. 6 months passed and he didn't do anything with his mechassim. It sounds like he's giving away his chayra. Okay, it's very talking that happened. The issue now is going to be that, oh, the second person who has a zman that suggests that he's the first person is going to take this thing, shaloi kedin. But Zokta Gemara, if the Mishnah is talking about where the original shtar was a matna shchidmera, then you have nothing to worry about. And the reason you have nothing to worry about is because if you have a matna shchidmera that says that you received something a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and somebody pulls out a shtar, whether it's a matnas bari or a matnas shchidmera, that says that you got the same thing on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the guy that says Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is going to get it, which is counterintuitive, because his shtar is later. But it's because of the fact that the original shtar was a matnas shchidmera, and you can be chayzer from a matnas shchidmera, regardless of whether the shtar that says Rosh Chodesh Tammuz was a matnas bari, matnas shchidmera. That's neither here nor there. That's just the wordiness of the Gemara. But the point is that being you have the ability to be chayzer, so the second one's going to get it. So there's going to be no pseida to the second person, because he's actually going to get it. Now, kiktani b'raisa, and when it says in the b'raisa, when it says in the b'raisa, that even if they're both moidim, you can't return it, but bari, it's talking about where the person was a bari, the lav bar mahadahu. If somebody gives a bar, matnas bari, now, can't have seller's remorse. At this point, you're a day late and a dollar short. There's nothing you can do about it. Damrinon, in this case, we say that if the shtar was found and he's moiduk, he says, no, give it to the person. We're not going to give it. Because we're concerned, maybe it's true initially he wrote the shtar to give to the beneficiary. The imlich, and then he had charot of lo yavale, and he didn't give it to him. And then he wrote a second shtar to give to somebody else. The yavale, and he gave it to the second person. Hashta, now, when he says that the original shtar, the shtar that was found as a good shtar, kahoder be me'ahu the other way. Maybe when he says, give it to that beneficiary, he's being chayzer from the person that he had in the interim given it to. V'savar, and he's making the following cheshbon. Mahadolei motzei nehadranabi. Again, this is super wordy. If I just want to be chayzer, I can't be chayzer. Eim alohu. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say the following. Dano lahai yohavta, that I gave the shtar initially to this person, v'nahadra nahalei ksava, and let's now return this document to him, kihechi, so that the chimapik hai ksava, the kodim, zocha behu. So like this, when two people are going to walk into court, each claiming that they received the gift, who's going to get the gift? The person who has the earlier shtar. So therefore, we're concerned that maybe that's what's going through this person's mind. Elo, therefore, amrina le anan, this is what we tell him. Hai ksava lo yavina le lahar. We're not allowing you to go and give the shtar to this person. Duma mecht of kosfis, mev lo yavis nahale. It's mdritimo. Because maybe you wrote it, but you didn't actually give it to him. And really, you gave it to somebody else. Viko hadris me, and now you're being chayzer. Ilo yavtel in a shachrino. So we tell him as follows. If you really didn't give it to somebody else, meaning if this is all some conspiracy theory, and we're just being extremely paranoid right now, if this is really not what happened, I'll tell you what, it's a very easy way to go about this. Viko boys, the taste for lahai, and you just want to legitimately give him what really is supposed to be his, this is what you should do. Kosovle, hashtag sovachrino. Why don't you write a new star now? The oven LA, and just give it to him. You want to give it to him? Give it to him from today's day. Why do you have to give it to him from 6 months ago's day? Right? Let's be honest. We're concerned that maybe there's some shtick going on here. If you're telling me it's not true, no problem. Like this, give it to him now, and we'll be happy, because the Iyov is in the Shachrino, because if you talk at giving it to somebody in the interim, less pseida, there's not going to be pseida to call them Zachi, because that person came first anyways. He's going to end up getting it. The bottom line is that if it's a matnas, I mean, we could have said this in two lines. If it's a matnas shchimera, the person could be chayzer. If it could be chayzer, if there's shtick, so you have nothing to worry about. And the reason you have nothing to worry about is because the second guy, the one with the later zman, is going to end up getting it anyways. What's the shtick? That you need to give it to someone who really isn't supposed to get it. And his zman is the earlier zman, so he's going to get it. Shaloi kedin. It's not true. The one with the earlier zman is not the one that's going to get it. The one with the later zman is the one that's going to get it. If, however, we're dealing with a bari, where the one with the earlier zman is going to get it, and the reason is because you can't be chayzer sedir, the halacha would be afal pi shneim moedim, the halacha is gimri leyach. So the mishnah that says return it to him, it's talking about a shchidmera. The brayson that says don't return it to him is talking about a bari. Who said this? Rab Aber bar Mamel. Maskefla Rab Zvid. Rab Zvid asked the kasha we spoke at earlier. How could you tell me that the mishnah is talking about a shchidmera and the brayson is talking about a bari? Va'idi v'idi daitekoyis katani. They're both talking about a shchidmera, and Ayin Rashi, Ayin Tosfos that asked that for the same price the Gemara could have said idi v'idi bebari, right? They're both talking about daitakos. They're both talking about matanos. Elam Rav Zvitz. Rav Zvitz said hava hava shchivmera. Really, say the Mishnah inside the Braisa are talking about Shchivra, as is Mefurish, Veloy Kasha, and so it's not a Kasha. One is talking about where the person himself is the one that's being Moida. He's saying, yes, it's true, it taka fell. And the other is talking about the Shchivra already died, he was Halach Loy Lamai, and it's the son, the Yerush, that's saying, yes, I know my father gave it. It's a legitimate shtar. The Gemara explains. Masis in the Kamar Tnu, the Mishnah, where the person said Tnu Noisnin Bidi Day, is talking about Mishnah that says where he says give it to him, the halachas we give it, is talking about where he himself is the one that's saying it. The Bar Mahadr, he's someone that could be Chayza, Damrinon. We say inami yovel in a shachrino. Even if Itaka gave it to somebody else, less upseida, there's no upseida. The kamu basra. Right here, the Gemara gives us the short version of it. Because if there's an earlier one or a later one, basra zochi. The second one gets it. The hadabe mikama, because he was chayzer from the first one. The Gemara just said in two lines what it said in 11 lines earlier. The point is that when we're dealing with a shchivmera and you're talking about the shchivmera himself, where he could be chayzer, so over there the second one gets it anyways. So what are you worried about? That you're going to give him an earlier shtar? That's not a chashash, because the second guy, the one with the later shtar, is the one that's going to get it regardless. Kikotani bebreisna, when it says in the breis, even the both moida, you shouldn't return to loyvas, it's talking about where it's the son now. Damrina, we say, maybe the father wrote the shtar and he had a mind to give it to this person. And then he had a change of heart, decided not to give it. And then the child went, he yarshened the nechasim, and he gave it to another person. And now the child decided that no, he doesn't want it to be to the person that he gave it to. He'd rather give it to the original person. Now, why would he rather give it to the original person? So the Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara, Sava Mahadali Matsin Hadranabi. For me to be Chayzer now, I can't. Emalhu, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say the Abba Yavale Lahai, that my father gave it to this other person. The Haraya, look at the Shtar. The Nezvalek Save, like this, he's going to get this Shtar. The Nezal, the Nafik Mine, the Huzachi. And what's going to happen is he'll end up being able to take it, the Niflug Badeh. And I'm going to split it with him 50-50. So the son is in on it. So here we get a little bit more dramatic. But again, the point is that he's going to give it to this person who really never got it. He's going to take it shaloikadin. The incentive for the child, it seems, is to end up walking away with half the pot. But the bottom line is, that's a concern. Amrina le, so what we tell him is as follows. Anan haik sovele avina le lahai. We're not going along with this. Adumim echtav kas feyavua meev lo yavale. Because maybe your father Taka wrote it, but he never gave it. And you went ahead and you gave it to someone else. And now you're being chayzer. And you know you can't really be chayzer, so you figured out this is your way out. El ikush taka amrit. But stating that, if what you're telling is true, the Yavle Avuch, that your father really gave it, so I'll tell you what, you have nothing to lose. Zil at hashto, kosavle shtara achrino, then what you should do is that you should just go now, give him a new shtar, the I nami lo yavle avuah, so that even if your father Taka didn't give it to him, because snafte atle in the interim, you gave it to another person, let's say that there's not going to be any pseida anyways, and the reason is the kamu basr kamu zochi, because if you have an earlier person and a later person, the first person's going to end up getting it anyways. The bottom line is, Reb Zvid's teret is very similar to Rav Abba Bar Mamel's teretz. The difference is Rav Abba Bar Mamel said that one is talking about a shchivmera and the other one's talking about a bari. Rav Zvid said they're both talking about a shchivmera. One is talking about where the shchivmera himself is the one that's saying right now, one to give it. The other one's talking about where the son is the one that's saying it right now. What's the tzad hashava between the two mahalchim? The tzad hashava between the two mahalchim is when the person with the earlier shtar is the one that's going to get it, that's when even if he says tnu da aloch is a nois naloi, because now we're worried about a knunya. So what do we tell him? You want to give it to him, just give him a new shtar. What's the big deal? Just give him a new shtar now. If there's another person, the other person will get it. And if there isn't, like you're saying there isn't, so what do you have to worry about? When the halacha is that kamu basra, it's the basra that's going to end up getting it. When is that? That's the shchivmera. And when it's the shchivmera himself being chayzer, not the son, and not when it's a bari. But when it's the shchivmera himself, then the basra is anyways getting it. So what are you worried about? You're worried that maybe this shtar is going to predate the real shtar? If it predates the real shtar, it's the real shtar, the second shtar that's getting it anyways. As a result, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. That's where the halacha is going to be. Amar tenu, noisnim, you're allowed to give it to him. Either way, the last halacha of the Mishnah was that if you find a shoiver, hareza lo yachas. What's a shoiver? A shoiver is a receipt. So a shoiver is a receipt that a malva will give a loiva after he pays up a loan, or a shoiver is a receipt that you find after the ksuba is paid. So after the husband pays the ksuba, so the husband's going to receive a shoiver, he's going to receive a receipt that says that the ksuba was already paid. Zok Tegmar, Brice on this, not Tanu Rabbanu, what's a shoiver? If somebody finds a shoiver, and this shoiver was a shoiver for a ksuba, so it says that a ksuba was paid. Bismacha isha moida, if the woman is moida, that she received payment for the ksuba, yachsa, without halacha is, then you give the shoiver to the husband. Eina isha moida, if the woman, however, is not moida, then lo yachsa, lo yvazeh, lo yvazeh. Then you can't give the shoiver to the husband. You can't be walking around with a shoiver that says that he received payment or that he made payment for the ksuba, because maybe he really never made payment for the ksuba. Now the case is where there was a married couple. They were married. And there's a shoiver that suddenly emerged that seems to suggest that the woman received payment for her ksuba. How's that possible? It's possible. But the bottom line is, there's a shoiver. The question is, did she actually receive payment? Or maybe she anticipated receiving payment. As a result, she wrote the shoiver thinking that at this closing, she was going to give it to her husband, Abba Lamaisa. It never came to fruition. So because it's a shayla, so that lach is a nitazoi pashat. If, however, the ish is moida, so then yachzer lebal. Eina ishna moida, then the lach is lo yachzer, loy lezeb, loy lezeb. Says the Rebbe's match, ish moida, miyos yachzer lebal. You tell me that in the event that the woman is moida, so then the lach is to give it to the husband. V'lechosh, why are we not concerned? Dil makas v'litein b'nison, v'loy nosna atishrei. Maybe the shayver was written adaita the hachi that she was going to receive the ksuva in Nisan. V'loy nosna atishrei, but ultimately she did not receive the ksuba until Tishrei. Now, v'oz lazavna sol the ksuba, and it's possible that in the interim period between Nisan and Tishrei, maybe she sold her ksuba. Now, a married woman can sell her ksuba? The answer is yeah. Ayin makis daf gimel. This is something that comes up a lot. B'toy v'sana. It's based on toivas hana, meaning she can sell it based on whatever somebody's willing to pay for the chance and the possibility that maybe ultimately she's going to be the beneficiary of this ksuba and it's going to come to fruition. But the point is, maybe she sold the ksuba minisan v'atishrei in this interim period, umapik le l'shoiver, and now the husband's going to have a shoiver, the ksiv, that says ben nisan, that he already made payment for this ksuba in Nisan, and he's going to go to whoever the lekeach is, whoever it is that bought this ksuba, and he's going to say, you know, at that point that my wife sold to you this option, at that point she had no right to sell it. And the reason is, because I had already made payment. So it's going to come out, the lekucha is going to end up losing. But the point is that just because she's maida, that shouldn't necessarily be right. Meaning, if she wants to forfeit a mikanu lahaba, that's one story. But go ahead and take a shoiver that was just found and say, yeah, give it to my husband, even though the date on the shoiver 6 months earlier. Again, like in all the cases, is a pseudo de lekucha is that you have to be concerned about. So why is this not something that you're worried about? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, you know what the answer is? Shma mina. You see from here, Isal de Shmuel. This must be a raya. To something Shmuel said, if somebody sells a shtar chayv v'chaveiroi, meaning somebody is a malva, somebody loans somebody money, and now he takes the loan that he has and he sells it to a third person, and then he's moichel the loan. He tells the loan, you don't have to pay the loan. The halach is machel, it works. The afilu yoyresh machel. Not only does he have a right to do that, but even the malva's yoyresh, if he wants to be machel, this is something that he has allowed, that something that he has a right to do. What's the point? The point is that, see Rashi inside, Hilkach, 3 lines from the top, im machra zu ksubasa be'ir. If she sold her ksuba in ir, dahenu shtar chayv, right, a woman that sells her ksuba is the equivalent thereof to a moicha shtar chayv, uvechazar umachlasa lebal betishrei, and now she says, you know what, my husband here, you can have it. And the husband having it would sort of suggest that he had it already from Nisan. It's fine, machal. I, what do you mean, this is going to be a pseida de lekuchos? That's something she has a right to do. She could be moichel the chayv if she wanted to lagamri. Meaning, if somebody sells a shtar chayv, or if a woman sells a ksuba, and then she says afterwards, you know what, my husband, you don't have to give me the ksuba. Don't worry about it. That loch is that something that she has a right to do. So if she could do that, she could zikha give him a shtar that is predated, At the end of the day, she could be Meichelet. Hilkach, therefore, Shnapetar Baal. If the husband says Rashi is going to go ahead and be Tayyif, it's going to be something he has a right to do. So if you hold that a Meichelet Shtar Choyv L'Chaber V'Chazer U'Machloy Machel, so what are you worried about? You worried that the husband's going to take it Shaloykidin, the husband's not taking it Shaloykidin. Because when the woman told the husband, yes, this Shoyver is legit, and she told Bez and give it to him, even though it says that he has it already from Nisan, which is going to come at the invoice of Pseidah de Lekucha, the Lekuchas aren't really losing anything. Because a Meichel Shtar, it's not a gara from a Meichel Shtar Chayv, and a person has a right to be Meichel Shtar Chayv. Either way, so what did Rava say? Rava said, Shmami no Yisla de Shmuel. This is a riot to Shmuel. Abayam Abayas and Afilu Tame Lassel de Shmuel. Could be really Lassel de Shmuel. Hach with Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. Bish Shtar Ksuva Yoitza Mitachas Yod. It's talking about where this woman was holding on to a Shtar. Being that she was holding on to the shtar, therefore it's not a problem. Why? Because what are you worried about? You worry that she might have sold the shtar? Right, what's the pseida de lekuchas? Maybe she sold the ksuba. If she's holding on to the ksuba, she obviously didn't sell it. She didn't sell it, you have nothing to worry about. Rava said, im yishum shtar ksuba, Rava said, Abaya, I'm not asking to you. Because if the whole pshat is, meaning you're telling me you're not worried because she's holding on to a shtar, chashinu l'shtei ksubas. I'm worried that maybe she had two ksubas. Sometimes you find women had two ksubas, and being that it's possible that she had two ksubas, the fact that she's holding on to one ksuba doesn't mean she didn't sell the other one. And as a result, that's not going to be a tain of Abaya. Abaya says as follows. Chodah, number one, l'shtei ksubas l'chashinu. I'm not chayish for two ksubas. So to me, I think the easy Mahalach in this braisa is that it's talking about where the shtar ksubas yoytze mitachas yada, and it's not a raya to Shmuel who holds hamoichel shtar choyv lechaver v'chazer u'machloy machu va'oid. And this va'oid is a little tricky. Usually the va'oid would be another reason Rava why I don't like your taina of chayshina l'shtei ksubas. The va'oid is another reason that there's no hechrich from this braisa that this araya to Shmuel's halacha, meaning the oid is another way to learn the braisa. And the other way to learn the braisa is shoiver bizman oitarev. At the end of the day, if a husband receives a shoiver and there's a date on the shoiver, you know when he collects? Meaning, you know when the shoiver goes into effect? It goes into effect on the date of the shoiver. Not the date he received it, not the date that he paid the ksuba, it's the date of the actual shoiver. What's the pshat in that? Who's talking? Abaya. And Abaya letamid is Abaya l'shitasi dama eida b'chasum of zachalai. And just like eida b'chasum of zachalai when it comes to a shtar choy, we had it earlier in the daf when it comes to a shtar shikher, so to eida b'chasum of zachalai is going to be true as it relates to a shoiver as well. Just to make a sikum on this last part of the Gemara. So again, we had a braisa that says, matza shoiver, regarding a husband and a wife, if the woman is moida, that the shoiver is legit, give it back. And the husband's going to have a shoiver that says from the date of the shoiver, he already made payment on the ksuba. Freik the Gemara, how do you know that he made payment on the ksuba on the date of the shoiver? Maybe now, yes, she's being moichalit, but 6 months ago, maybe it was kosav ben nisan v'loy nasan atishrei. What's the big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is. If she sold the ksuba in the interim, they could be upset to the lekuchas. And what emerges is that there's three terutzim. Rava said, Shmam nina isle de Shmuel. This price is a raya to Shmuel's chiddish of hamoichesh tarchoy v'chaveir v'chazar u'machloy. Machol. If she could be moichol, the ksuba anyways, so there's no upset to the lekuchas. Because even if she's not telling the truth, it's all zayin. Right now, she's being moicholed. And anyways, the lekuchas are going to lose out. So it's neither here nor there. Abaya had two additional suggestions. Abaya's first suggestion is, maybe it's talking about where she's holding on to the ksuba. If she's holding on to the ksuba, it doesn't look like she sold the ksuba. Ay, chayshina l'shtei ksubais. Loi chayshina l'shtei ksubais. V'oid, a second pshat in the braisa could be that, being that at the end of the day, the shoiver has his man, and Abaya holds Eidav b'chasumen zochenloi. So therefore, based on Eidav b'chasumen of zochenloi, regardless of whether the shoiver was given then or was given now, either way, it's going to go retroactive to when it's dated, and like this, there isn't going to be any pseido dilekuchais exhale. So as it relates to raid, this is Be'ezer Hashem, the last raid bite from this machzer on Perek Shnayim Oichsen v'hameivin yavin. So just to really end the perek, may end the psicha of the perek, and that is with a fascinating tshuva in Shailas Tshuvas Rabbi Eliezer. This is from the Telzer Rav, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. So this tshuva is printed in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, and Rabbi Eliezer tells a story, a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. So he says he was sitting in his Bezdin, and two women walked in. They were holding on to a talis. True story. They said that they found the talis. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiya, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiya. Zeh oimer kula shali, v'zeh oimer kula shali. And they were fighting. This woman said that the talis belongs to me, and this woman said that the talis belongs to me. And they're fighting and they're screaming. And they said, "Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, who belongs? Who gets this talis?" Rabbi Eliezer tells her, went very calmly to the Svarim Shank. He took out a Mishnayos. He took out a Nezikin Chelag Aleph, and he said, "It's a Mefurish Mishnah. Shnayim Leichsim the talis. Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiya, v'Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiya. Zeh Oimer Kula Shali, v'Zeh Oimer Kula Shali. The Halach is Yachloikav Shvuah. Since that each one of you has to swear the whole Nusach Hashvuah on Daf Hei Amid Beis, that really I hold Kula Shali, but according to you I have something, but not less than a half. And Yachloikav, like this, we're going to take the talis, whatever it was, and we're going to divide it in half." Lamaisa, one of the women, told Rabbi Eliezer, tells it that she has a Kabbalah, she has a Masorah that she doesn't swear. Even when it's the truth, she knows that a shvu is a very, very serious thing, and she doesn't want to swear. So, Blazer tells us that if you don't want to swear, so then the halach is the other person is going to end up getting the talis. So he said he was about to implement this psak, and then he got some information, and that was that these two women were both married. They were married. They had husbands. And when he heard that they had husbands, he already was masopik. He wasn't 100% sure what the halach is. Why? Because the halacha is, it's a Mishnah. It's the name of a perek. Metzias isha labayla. That if a woman finds a metzia, the halacha is that metzia goes to her husband. So said Rabbi Eliezer tells the Zahar alumnus, the Gemara says, throughout the beginning of Shnai Moichsen, that really if two people are oichsen betalis, anan sahadi the maida tofes haidi dehu, umayda tofes haidi dehu. Really, me'ikra din midai raisa, this is an anan sahadi, that the two people that are oichsen betalis own half the talis. The only reason the halach is yachloiku b'shvua, we make them swear, Rabbi Yochanan said, is shelo yehei kol echad v'hel echad hoylech v'toykev b'talis hishal chaveri. It's a din the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon implemented and they instituted and they said that we're not going to give you half your talis without a shul because we're concerned that people are going to run over to people's talisim and they're going to say, oh, anan tzahadi, shnai moichsim b'talis, and they're going to end up getting half the talis. Mi'ikr adin, without a shvua, you should be entitled to half the talis. The only reason you have to swear is based on a din the Rabbanon. Shelo yehei kol echad echad hoylech v'toykev b'talis hishal chaveri. Rabbi Eliezer tells it, the minute each one of these women said Kula Shali, the minute they said Ani Mitzasiya, and they're holding on to it, there's an Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tafas Haidi Deu, Midai Raisa, each one of these women owns half the talis. At that second, Mitzia Sisha Labayla says that really the husband owns it. If the husband owns it, what gives the woman a recht to say now that I don't want to swear to be mafsid her husband? Being that at this point, the minute she says Kula Shali, who owns the talis? It's the husband that owns the talis. So at this point, if she's going to say, I don't want to swear, could be she doesn't have a right to do that. To say that I don't want to swear to be mafsid yourself, okay, that's something you can do. But to say, I don't want to swear to be mafsid my husband, or benusach acher, how could the chachamim say that if there's a talis that belongs to Ployni, that someone else needs to swear, Ployness, and if that Ployness is not going to swear, Ployness is going to lose something that Midai Raisa belongs to him. To implement a Shvua, to say that even though really this is yours, but I'm not going to give it to you without a Shvua because we have a Cheshvin. Okay, so for that person, I hear it. But how could you implement a halacha that says that I can't get something that's rightfully mine unless you're going to swear, and by you not swearing, you're going to be mafsing me? It doesn't sound like that is something that could be right. Took it a step further to Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. He said, Lefizeh, I think, what would be if the woman, after she said Kula Shali, she would say, I'm not swearing. Not because it's MS, because I have to be honest with you. I lied. I didn't tell the truth. What would be the halacha? So, in a classic Shnai Moichsim Batalis, that's the whole purpose of the Shvua. To try to get the person to come clean. And as a result, hopefully this person, although we're not sure if he's telling the truth, but when it comes to Shvuah, we'll taka know whether he was telling the truth. But he says, in this case, it's not so pasha to me. And the reason it's not so pasha to me is because the minute she says, Kula Shali now belongs to the husband. So if she's going to be moida now that really it's not hers, she's not being mafsid herself, she's really being mafsid the husband. Can I be a hoidah spaldin to make someone else lose his thing? And really, if you think about it on two levels, It can't work. Number one, Hoidas Badin is Kamei Eidim Dami only when it's not Chav L'Acherim. The minute it's Chav L'Acherim, there's no Hoidas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. But this is more than just being Chav L'Acherim. Because Hoidas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami means this is mine, but I want to give you $100. I know this is really something that's Shaykh to me. I'm going to say that it belongs to you. But the minute she said Kula Shali, it's not hers anymore. So if it's not hers anymore, so now she's being Hoidas Badin on something that really belongs to somebody else. That's something for sure you can't do. So Zerub Leza tells her, let's follow this train of thought. Let's take it a step further. If you're going to tell me that even if she was moita after she said kula shali, that locha is, it would still be hers, so then there's really no point in making her swear. Because the whole purpose of the shvua is to establish and to substantiate the kula shali. Meaning, tell her to swear. Maybe she won't swear. If she doesn't swear, she'll be moida, and like this, we'll know to give it to the other person. But even if she doesn't swear and she's moida, it's not going to go to the other person. So if that's the case, there's no point in the shvua. So said Rav Leizer tells us, shvua hishaveya uzmarta tehei. What, it's a hefkevelt, it's a niggin? You're going to go ahead and you're going to make a shvua? So he said, if that's the case, there's makom to say that there's no purpose in having a shvua at all. So although it's the first mishnah in Bava Metzia, shnayim moichsen betalis, ze oimer ani mitzasiya, ve oimer ani mitzasiya, ze oimer kulo shli, ve ze oimer kulo shli. What's the halacha? Yachloika b'shvua. But yesh loimer, the only time it's yachloika b'shvua, that's only in a regular case. But if you have two married women with halachas mitzias nishal abayla, over there the halacha maybe is going to be not yachloiku b'shvua. Maybe over there the halacha is going to be yachloiku, not yachloiku b'shvua. Over there the halacha is going to be yachloiku. Why yachloiku? Because even if she says I don't want to swear, the halacha is, could be you can't be mafsa the husband, because the minute she says kula shali anan zahadi, the mind of tavas hadi there midday rice, it belongs to him. And at this point already you have the halacha mitzias nishal abayla. If that's the case, then yesh loimer, if she says, you know what, I'm not swearing because it's not mine, though it does not going to be an Oida. And if that's the case, the shvua's not really accomplished anything. So what's the point of getting the shvua? This was his shayla. So he said that the emes is that he saw in a sefer that Reb Shua Leib Diskin, Kler de Chakira, which is made inyan le inyan ba'isen, he goes through nuances why they're not the same shayla. But just l'saber as the oizen. Reb Shua Leib had a shayla. What would be if two people walking to Bez, and shnayim boiks on the talis? Zo'i merkula shali, ve'zo'i merkula shali. So the halach is yachloik b'shvua. One of these people that were oichsen betalis had a balchoyv. He owed somebody money, but he didn't have any money. Which means that if this talis is going to be kula shali, the beneficiary of the talis is not going to be him. It's actually going to be the balchoyv. It's going to be meshubah to the balchoyv. And then the person said, you know what, I'm not swearing. Rabbi Shua Leib wasn't sure whether or not the person is going to lose the talis by now not swearing. And it's mamish this shayla. Because although there's a halach of yachloiku b'shvua, but it could be yachloiku b'shvua is only a vifel, it's going to impact me. But to the extent that in this case the balchoyv is going to be the one that's going to lose out, it could be in that case you're not going to have the yachloiku b'shvua. So me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, Rabbi Shua Leib's chakira, where the beneficiary of the hefetalis is the balchoyv. Rabbi Leizer tells us, where the beneficiary of the half a talis is going to be the husband. It could be b'chaygan that halacha would be not yachloiku b'shvua, but it could be over here that halacha would be yachloiku shaloi b'shvua. Said Rabbi Leizer tells her that b'muscha rishon, I would say that it could be this shayla is toloi in the chakira hayodua, in how you understand hefker bez than hefker. We know there's a big machloikis rishonim, how hefker bez than hefker works. So bez than has the ability to be mafker or something. Take something that belongs to Ruvain and say that it's now going to be hefker. But the rishonim have a suffix, whether hefker bez than hefker means that bez than has a right to take something that belongs to Ruvain and say that it belongs to Shimon, or maybe bez than doesn't have a right to go as oivait, but rather bez than has a right to take something that belongs to Ruvain and say it's hefker. Right? Kishmok achi, hefker bez than hefker. But to say that something that belongs to Ruvain actually belongs to Shimon, that not meaning if Shimon wants to be zoichem and a hefker, that's something he can do. That's hefker bez than hefker. But to actually say that it belongs to someone else, maybe that's something that's not going to be okay. Says Reb Leizer tells her that the emes is a third side of that, right? The third side is the avni maluim. The avni maluim is medayik in the Rambam. This is in Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Lamed Gimel. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha that if somebody has dalud minim and it's the first day of Sukkot and you have a child that wants to be yotze the dalud minim, so you have to be very careful how you give him the dalud minim. Why? Because a katan has the ability to be zaycha, but the katan doesn't have an ability to be makna it back. So if you're going to give it to him, but asacher is makna, the katan's going to be zaycha, but you're going to want it back from him, he's not going to have the ability to give it to you, and as a result, it's the first ayantif. You need to own your dalad minim. There's halacha b'chem. And like this, you're not going to be able to be yoytzin your mitzvah of dalad minim. So says the Rambam, this halacha of katan and being sensitive, how you go about this, is true for all ketanim. Even if the katan is pu'utois, even if he's of the age where midrabanon mekcha mekach umemkar memkar, he's able to transact. But being that it's only midrabanon and you need to own this dalad mina midairaisa, so for that reason, this is not going to be okay. Incidentally, the topic of that avni meluim is one of the great chakiris that the achrenim talk about in a whole bunch of different places, and that is, could a person be yoitza a mitzvah dairaisa with something that he only has a kinyan derabanon in? If that's what's going on there. But the bottom line is, says the Avni Meluim, that the emes is, this halach of the Rambam is a very big chiddush to me. It says why? Because ha-pu'utais mekcha mekachu memkara memkara. How does that work? Pu'utais can't sell something mid-ayraisa. Mid-rabbanon they could. How did the rabbanon have a right to say that something that you don't have the right to sell, you could sell? The teretz is, it's hefker bez and hefker. No, if it's hefker bez and hefker, so what's the issue? Why isn't it that the person, the father, will have no ability to get it back from the pu'utos? Say hefker bez and hefker, and it's going to be his. Zokta avni meluim, that I learned from this Rambam, that the Rambam held, that the way hefker bez and hefker works is not that Bezdin says that what belongs to Reuven now belongs to Shimon. It's not even that Bezdin says that what belongs to Reuven is hefker, so that if Shimon wants to be zoichem and a hefker, he has the ability to. Hefker bez and hefker means that this thing belongs to Reuven, and it's always going to belong to her, unless Reuven decides to sell it or be mafker on his own. But this is something that's going to belong to Reuven. So vos meit hefker bez and hefker. Hefker bez and hefker means that if you want to go and you want to be mishtamish with it, you want to use it, it's something you could, and all the laws of lois sigzel are not going to apply. That's what it means. It's not yours. You want to know who's the Bailam? The Bailam is 100%. It's 100% whoever owns it. Hefker bez and hefker just means that if you want to be, you want to use it, you have no susim in it. There's no chayshe mishba dinim that you have in it. All you have is that if you use it, we're not going to prosecute you for lois sigzel. Amalum says, the Sefer Yireim says that, what does it mean, gezel akum is mutter? It doesn't mean that you could be zoich in it, going back there. But rather, what it means is that if you're mishtamish with it, you have a right, and the laws of gzeil are not going to apply. But really, it's not going to be us. But akupanim, we have three mahalchim in how hefker bez and hefker works. We have the famous chakira, how you do it, that the Rishonim talk about. But that is hefker bez and hefker, that bezin has the ability to take something that's Reuven and make it Shimon's. Maybe they don't have the ability to make it Shimon's, but at the very least, they can say, it's not Reuven's, it's hefker. So if Shimon wants to be zoich in it, he can be zoich in a hefker. Or maybe more, you have the Amni Meluim that says that the way hefker bez and hefker works is that it's not Shimon's. Shimon doesn't even have the ability to be zoich in it. But Shimon can use it, not because he has chosim in it. But if Shimon uses it, nobody can have any timers on him. There's no like signals, so he can do whatever he wants with it at the end of the day. But you want to know if it's his, it's not his. So Sedra Blazer tells her that the Muscharishin could be this Shiloh of Shnai Meichs and the Talis, where the two women were both Ishes Ishes. It could be it's totally in this Shiloh. Why? Because this halacha mitzias yishul ba, it's not a din deraisa, it's a din derabanan, it's mishum eifa. They say it's mid deraisa when two women walk into bezin and oichsim betalis, and lanza hadi the ma'ida tafas hadi deyu on a deraisa level means that who does it belong to? It belongs to the women. Narvos said, do I hefker bezin hefker that says mitzias yishul ba'ila? Says Rablaza tells it, if hefker bezin hefker means that itaka belongs to the person that Bezdin was mafker to, it belongs to the husband. It's like here, it's a good taina. It could be once Anansa Hadi the mind of Tavas Hadi Deo. Mitzias Yishul Abai, the Hefke Bezdin Hefke, it belongs to the husband. Well, if it belongs to the husband, so now it's too late. She can't say, I don't want to swear. Even if she's Maida, she's being a Haidas Badina, something that doesn't belong to her. And as a result, it's going to belong to the husband. And maybe over here, the halacha therefore would be if the Shvua serves no purpose anyways, Yachloi Kushaloi B'Shvua. What's the purpose in having the Shvua? If you're going to tell me that the way hefker bez and hefker works is that it's hefker, I mean, it doesn't belong to the husband, it doesn't belong to the person that bezin is being mafker to, but it's hefker, meaning if the husband goes and picks it up, then it's going to belong to him. And that's what Mitzias Yishul Abayil is. It's when the husband's going to take it. So there you could down a little bit. But even there, that means right now, when the woman is holding on to this talis, Anansa Hadi, the Maida Tafas Hadi Deyu, but really, it's hers, but at the same time, the second it's hers, it's automatically hefker. And being that it's automatically hefker, so again, she can't be a haidas baldin on something that's hefker. He's not sure. But that's for sure, says Rav Leizer Telsa. If you're going to learn Pshat and Hefker Bez and Hefker like the Avni Malum, that Avni Malum said that really it belongs to her. And the only schus that he has is, he has schus as shtamshus in it. And even that's not a choshe mishpatik schus. But it's just that when he uses it, he won't be a gasa. But Be'etzim, who owns it? She owns it 100. If she owns it 100, then it's a regular shlein b'ayich sabatalas. And then it's hers. And therefore, the shvua and the not shvua and the idos, but then that's all impacting something that belongs to her. And if that's the case, it's going to be a regular shlein b'ayich sabatalas. So Zokar Blazer tells her that being that as it relates to the shchakir and hefkebez and hefke, the abnim aluam zetas yachin, and really the ikr, mahalchim and the rishonim and the is the other two tzadim that hefker bez and hefker means it immediately becomes the husband's, or hefker bez and hefker means it's immediately hefker. And like those two tzadim, this mokim very very stark to say that the loch should be different. Therefore, he paskin the loch alamaisa. This is what he said. Yachloiku shloim shvur. So he actually had a real case that came to Bushnai Mikes of the Talis, and he didn't say yachloiku shvur. What he said was yachloiku shloim shvur. Either way, ad kan toichin divrei Rabbi Leis Metalis. But I just want to be ma'ir to you that the London. And you can take a look in Shnuri Reb Shloima. I just want to give a shout out to Dovi Sirotskin, who actually showed me the Shnuri Reb Shloima. Dovi, for those that know, he printed Shuvas Reb Eliezer, he printed Shnuri Reb Shloima. But Al Kopanim says Reb Shloima in Shnuri Reb Shloima, above the Metzia Simon Dalit. So he brings this. He says, Shamati Bezeh, Shabash Shaila Lefnei Agoin, Reb Leizer tells us that's all. The Shtei Noshim Shamatsu Metzia, Zuay Meres, Kula Shaliva Chulu, Avalei Rotzta Lishava, Ulubesoiv Chazraba, Vaomra Shamayde, Hishachaverta, Higbia Hamatsia Lefonel, Vishalohi. But Omar Agoyin Rabbi Leizer, Tloy Mahani Oydoshala, the given the Matthias Yishala Bailo, and came Bisman Shamar Kulushalia, Re Chatzi Achefits, Tophus Becheskas Bailo. Valkane, Ainin a Menace, Oybohoidos, Allah Chefits, Shahu, Shel Shneer. But who had in the Yatsma, Ainin Yachalul Yishava, El Abel, Kimin Chua Baldimbo, Ze Adka, says Rab Shloima that the Emes is, it's very not posh, Rabbi Leizer tells us that. Why is it very not posh? He said, because at the end of the day, Chazal said, Shnai Moichsa Metalis Yachloiku. B'shvua. So it's true, Anansahadi the Maida Tafas Haidi Deyu on a Dairaisa Diga level. Abu Lamais Chazal said at the end of the day, it's only Mitzia. What's Mitzia Sishalabaila? Mitzia Sishalabaila is we're about to start Elo Mitzia, Bezra Hashem tomorrow. But Elo Mitzia is predicated on certain Mitzia that you find at Elo Shalai. If an Isha finds a Mitzia where the Allah is Hare Elu Shalai, so the Allah is Mitzia Sisha Labayla. This Mitzia, the din of Hare Elu Shalai is when you swear. When you swear, it becomes yours. And that's when it goes into effect, Mitzia Sisha Labayla. What Rav Leizer tells us doing is he's bifurcating. What he's saying is that let's take the Anan Sahadi Lachud. And at that minute, but that's not halacha. The halacha is mitzias ishul abayla is only after the din is areil shaloi, and it's only areil shaloi once there's a shvu. So instead of shloima, it must be that Rav Leizer tells it was going in one side in the groisa chakira that the chroinim and all the lamdim talk about in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia, and that is every shnai moichs. I'm not going to go into this now, but every just the words every shnai moichs on the talis. So anatz hadi the ma'ida tofes haidi day umayda tofes haidi day. How do we look at the shvua? Right, the Mishnah says yachloiku b'shvua. Is this shvua a nishba v'noitel, or is this shvua a nishba v'loy mashal? But we know all shvuas can be divided into two groups. There's shvua nishbain v'loy mashalmin, and there's nishba v'noitel. Shnai moichsim b'talis. When you swear and you get half your talis, you're a nishba v'noitel, or you're a nishba v'loy mashalmin. Mitzad echad, you're a nishba v'noitel. Why? Because the other person is muchzik, so I'm taking something from him. Yeah, mitzad sheni, I'm also muchzik in it. So really, when I swear, I'm just keeping my thing. Says Zok Rav Shloima, Elo, the be'emes psak zeh tolui, mahu din shvuas mishnasenu. The imamrin and the havi shvuas haniftarin, that you're a nishba v'loi mishalim, imkei nochin heitev, masha pasak. He says, then I understand the psak. The besman she amr kula shali, hare kvar chatzi hachefetz labayla. At that point, she's taka holding on to half the chefetz. Bro, I have shvuas hanoitlin, but if the gather of the shvuas is shvuas hanoitlin, im kein emo schus boze calls man shaloi nishba. If that's the case, she takes no schus in it until she swears. Vakati hi abal din boze v'shaper miskablin dvoreh shoydosa shemitzias shal chaverti. But the bottom line is, said Rav Shlomi, that it could be it's totally whether you're a nishba v'noytel, you're a nishba v'lei mishalim. If you're a nishba v'noytel, so then it's talk, you don't have it right now. If you don't have it right now, so you don't have the mitzias yishal abayla. If we look at you as a nishba v'lei mishalim, then it's then already it could be you. We look at it as if it's already yours. If you look at it as already yours, then it's going to be okay. But again, just to bring out, it's still a chiddush all this, because at the end of the day, the halacha is that metzias isha labaylo is once it's already yours, and it's only yours once you swear. So now, if you didn't swear yet, mehecha teisi the din metzias isha labaylo is going to reckon with the tzadai rice of anansa hadi the maida tofes haidi day or maida tofes haidi day, right? And just to say this a little bit better, bishloimo if the metzias isha labaylo was a din day raisa, right? If metzias isha labaylo was a din day raisa. This was a din day raisa that if a woman finds a metziah, the husband gets it. So then I hear it very stark. So, shnai moichsin, anansa hadi midday raisa, you own half the talus. And bin der midday raisa, you own half the talus. So therefore, you could say, anansa hadi, the maida tofes hadi day. Midday raisa, it's labaila. The rabbanon impose the shvua. How could the shvua, the rabbanon, go ahead and mess up the husband's din day raisa that he has in it? But the whole din metzias isha labaila is a din der rabbanon anyways. So if it's a din der rabbanon, so the rabbanon's din of metzias isha labaila, l'chayr starts noch the ganze mishnah of yachloik of shvua. Why would the din der rabbanon bifurcate and say that We're going to implement the Metzias Yishal Abayla on the Anan Sahadi? No, we're going to implement the Metzias Yishal Abayla on the Din of the Mishnah. And the Din of the Mishnah is Yachloika B'Shvua. So once it's Yachloika B'Shvua, that's when we're going to implement the Din. So once the Din is Yachloika B'Shvua, that's when the Halacha is going to be. But to say that Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tav is Haidi Day, and at that minute, the Halacha is Metzias Yishal Abayla, even though really the Halacha of the Mishnah is that you need to go ahead and swear, that's already not so poshit. As a result, again, there's a lot to be ma'orer in terms of the lumbus of the tshuva, but the story is fascinating. The tshuva is definitely very, very chakav, and we are going to stop here.